You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 19th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 13 in the house, and we've got some things to talk about. Some things actually happened a little bit. We're kind of starting to understand the direction that this house may go in strategically as the game progresses. After we see the likely results that Pooch is probably going to leave here toward the end of the week, whether that's Thursday or Friday. And then we're going to see what happens in a post-Pooch world. We're going to see what happens. So, plenty to talk about here today. Feel free to also ask some questions here, in the chat as we move through the day. But, let's get started. I want to give you a quick little reset here that, of course, Jasmine is the HOH. She nominated, Pooch and Taylor for eviction. According to Pooch, this is his plan. He volunteered for the block. He thinks that Taylor's going home, but Taylor knows the truth, as does most of the house, minus Turner and Pooch and a little bit Joseph, that Pooch is the real target. So Michael won the veto and he did not use it here today on the feeds, day 13. And Pooch is going home. That's the story. However, there has been some tension because the guys are starting to get a little worried, particularly the guys who know about this plan to take out Pooch, who are in the Pose Pack Alliance. aka Monty and Kyle. They've been told that Taylor is going to try to target the two of them, but primarily Monty. And so primarily Monty is primarily concerned about keeping Taylor. And he would rather keep Pooch around because Pooch is on his side. Pooch is trying to work with the guys. So Monty had a bit of a disagreement with Amira and Nicole about this situation, trying to push for Pooch to stay. They said no. They stonewalled. Absolutely not. It's not going to happen. And Monty's a little bit frustrated. Nicole and Amira are a little bit frustrated. And the tensions between the genders is rising as we move toward this eviction, as Kyle and Monty still, almost any conversation they have, any chance that they get, will float the idea like, but what if we did keep Pooch? And it's pretty quickly shot down. So those tensions are rising. We also found out the night before, on the night of day 12, there are some crushes in the house. Alyssa and Kyle, there's a little bit of a crush there, at least on Alyssa's side. I think probably also a bit on Kyle's side, but Kyle very much does not want to be in a showmance. And there's also a crush, this one a bit more one-sided, unrequited, perhaps. Taylor has a big crush on Daniel, who is not a fan of Taylor at this time. She tried to flirt with Daniel the night of day 12. We talked about that. It was a little bit awkward. And that's how we get to today. We start the day. Taylor, she's having a little bit of that, post-drunken night confessing crushes, talking about wanting to do things with people and also flirting with them sort of regret. She says, did I just do that on national television? I'm not touching alcohol again in this house. I am very embarrassed. So, she's not feeling great about the performance, from the night before. But Daniel is going to be informed throughout the day that, yes, Taylor was trying to flirt with him, and yes, Taylor is into him. And according to Nicole, yes, Taylor wants you bad, Daniel. She wants you bad. Daniel is kind of just like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I gotta do what I gotta do. You know, play it up a little bit, maybe. Just keep her on board. Keep her on side, give her a little bit of little something just to like hold her over, maybe. And so he kind of does that later in the night. We're skipping ahead. This is one storyline. We're getting it out of the way. They do flirt a little bit later in the night. And, she lets him know she would never target him. She would only ever put him on the block as a pawn. I don't know why anybody ever says that, but. Okay. And for a little more, a little bit of like, she's giving him like the eyes and the kind of like the, he's giving her the like, all right. Yeah. I guess I'll say this. Maybe in October, right? When the show's over, I'd have a little more to say. I don't know. Trying to give her something, I guess, is what he's saying. She says, hey, or hey, jury house. She says, there's no cameras in jury house. And, he's like, oh, really? Yeah. Well, there's probably no alcohol there either. So she's like, I don't know, maybe a little bit. It's like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to head upstairs now. Great talk. Loved it. And she's like, all right. And he leaves, and after he leaves, she's like, sorry, if you're not watching the video, she gives one of those, what would you call this? like a fist. It's not a fist pump, is it? Like a just a, yeah. You know, like that success kid meme or whatever. Like, yeah. Like she thought it went well. You know, it's better than nothing, right? Like at least he's not complaining about her as much. Hope maybe she won't target her or he won't target her as much. He thinks he's got her. So yeah. Anyway, that happened. Let's rewind back to the morning. Nicole and Amira are talking. Another thing that has happened throughout the last couple of days is that the women, particularly Amira, have become increasingly frustrated with Indy. That Indy said that she could see herself in the end with Monty. And then she had a conversation with Joseph and Monty where she talked about working with them and how they'd better not screw her in the game. And then Monty told Amira about that conversation. And Amira has been on this kick of, I don't trust Indy. I want her gone. In fact, I want her gone before jury. So Amira is still on that kick. She talks to Nicole in the morning about letting her know about the Monty and Joseph situation, that Indy pitched an alliance to them. She says again that she really wants Indy out before jury. She's not sure that they could be the ones to take that shot, but she thinks it's very important that Indy does not make jury. So they would love for, you know, Monty or Kyle or like one of the guys to take that shot for them. Now, unfortunately for them, I don't think the guys intend to do that. However, they also talk about their targets moving forward. Now, obviously, they would still love it if Taylor won an HOH and took a shot at the guys. I think Amira would still be looking to aim Taylor at Joseph or Turner. But I think Nicole would like not mind it if Monty ended up on the block. If they were to win, though, if they were to win HOH, they would probably target Turner. Turner would probably be the person that they were looking to target as HOH. And who would they put up next to Turner? You know, it sucks, but yeah, we would still probably have to put up Taylor. Taylor would have to go on the block. We could not put Taylor up. Like, that would be ridiculous. So Taylor and Turner are the two that they think they would put up if they were to win HOH. This is Nicole and Amira. And look, they can take Taylor out after Turner. Easy. It's fine. Whatever. Taylor does talk to Terrence and she lets him know that she's going to put up anybody that votes her out this week. Say, whoever votes me out, anybody that casts a vote to evict me, they are fair game. They're going up if I win HOH. As we know, the most likely people to vote for her to leave at this time are Turner and Joseph. Terrence even suggests Turner and Joseph. He says that's probably what he would do. He thinks that's probably the right call. But Taylor still feels like, yeah. And then if one of them were to win the veto, bye bye Monty. Just say. So that's kind of where Taylor's kind of looking at the moment as well. Now we have, it's been a little while, but we've got some Britney content today. If you recall, Britney is a little messy. I think I would describe her game as somebody that is not very social, doesn't really have a lot of relationships in the game. But every once in a while, she just kind of like starts gaming rapidly. But her idea of gaming is just like tossing out information, like throwing people under the bus a lot, right? Which is like the just not what you want to do. Like, you don't have relationships in the game and your only game talk is throwing people under the bus. It's like, it's a recipe for disaster. But we're going to see a bit of that here today. Turner talks to Monty and lets him know that Brittany told him that Taylor wanted Monty on the block this week. And so her name is already being thrown around early in the day and it's going to get a little bit worse later on. Let's wait. We'll get there a little bit later because this is the order of events matters a little bit here. So in the meantime, the women plus Daniel are all in the HOH room, pretty much. They're in the HOH room discussing again what to do with the votes. Who should vote Pooch to go? Who should vote for Pooch to stay? What should Pooch know? What should Joe and Turner know? What should Monty and Kyle say? What should Daniel say? Should Daniel pretend to be with the guys? Should he vote for Pooch to stay and then pull in Turner? Or should he vote for Pooch to go and pretend he voted for Pooch to stay and pull in Turner? Or should they intentionally make a divide in the house so that there's men versus women and then Daniel will be with the guys and then they'll just direct things of where to go? Should they call it the Great Divide, the Femme Fatale? It doesn't matter. Should they tell Pooch, should they tell Turner and Joe right before the vote and then say, oh, we don't have the vote? Oh man, there are so many options and we're just going to keep discussing them over and over and over and over and over.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And in the meantime, Kyle goes to Monty and he says, look, man, every single woman is up in the HOH room right now. Every single one of them. They do this all the time. They're always up there. They're always talking together. I really think, and remember, Kyle was told by Alyssa the night before that the women are looking to throw HOH to Taylor so that Taylor will take a shot at the guys and that they're working together. And Kyle is just kind of like, dude, I think the women are working together. I think the women have a women's first alliance. In fact, I think that Monty, I think that you and I think we're the backup plan. I think Poe's pack is not the top of the pack. We're the backup. We're the Poe's backup pack. And Monty agrees. He says, yeah, you know what? You're right. And you know what? If they want to play all women, let them. We'll just need to win HOH next week. And we're going to have to start taking shots. We're going to have to start taking shots. And you know what? We're not going to be taking shots at the people they want us to take shots at. We're not taking shots at the Britneys, at the Indies. No. We got to take shots at the heads of the snake. And right now, I'm wondering, are the heads of the snake in our alliance? Kyle says, I think so. He says, Amira's really smart, bro. And Monty says, she is. And then Joseph interrupts. Uh-oh. Joseph has some things to say as well. Joseph says to them, he says, hey, bros. Hey, dudes, I'm concerned. I'm concerned that the women are about to send Pooch out the door this week. And Monty's like, oh, really? What makes you say that? He says, I just feel like, so, you know, Amira used to talk game with us a lot, and she's like completely changed her vibe with us lately. It's just, it's very concerning, and they're always talking up there in the HOH room. And I also feel like, I feel like there might've been a hesitation for Michael to not use that veto. Like, they considered Michael using the veto and taking a shot at one of us.
This is true. In fact, the shot was at Joseph that they considered.
He is also eating an apple, yes, during this conversation. He's a bit concerned about this. Joseph, I mean, look, the reads are pretty spot on in this conversation. They're not exactly making it difficult to see here. Joseph thinks maybe they should try to pull Indy in. He talks again about Indy approaching them, about working together. Feels like maybe Indy is somebody that they can work with. That's kind of where the bros stand right now. Again, the gender war. It's starting to heat up here in the house as Monty and Kyle and perhaps Joseph all sort of starting to look at the women as targets. And specifically, if we're looking at the women and we're looking at the core of the women, as Brittany will call them very soon, we are looking at probably Nicole and Amira. Alyssa gets a little bit of a pass because of her connection to Kyle. I think Kyle will kind of stick up a little bit for Alyssa. He doesn't want to be associated with her as a showmance, but he does feel like they could work with her. Indy has talked about working with them. Brittany will talk about working with them, and they don't want to target Indy or Brittany, which does kind of leave Jasmine, Nicole, Amira, and Jasmine is currently in crutches. So you can only imagine where that shot might go if, say, Monty were to win HOH, or Joseph, or who knows, maybe even Turner. They haven't really talked to him quite as much about this yet, but that's starting to heat up a little bit. In the meantime, the women have the numbers for sure. There's only really four guys left after Pooch leaves, right? Monty, Kyle, Turner, and Joseph, because Daniel, Terrence, and Michael are, either fully with the women or at the very least trying to ride the middle, not really with the guys, which means the women really have the numbers here. However, if the guys are really starting to think about going after these women and like the core of the women, they are a lot more focused, because we are hearing again from Amira and Nicole that, Turner might be the target, but Taylor's also an option. They want Indy out pre-jury. They're looking at targeting Brittany. We'll see that very soon. And they're not really looking to strike at the core quite yet. Nicole would love for a shot to be taken at Monty, but I'm not sure that she would do it quite so soon, because Amira is still kind of attached to this post-pack alliance. So things are a little interesting here, and the next HOH could be pretty huge. We also know that the BB bestie twist is coming up, and that could really either just fully diffuse all of this tension or just completely mess things up in a way that we can't predict. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. But in the meantime, Brittany approaches Joseph, and she tells him, Hey, Joseph, I know that we like barely talk, but you know your friend Pooch? He's been throwing you under the bus.
Yeah, I know.
And you're going to believe me, obviously, because like I barely talk to you. So why else would I be telling you this information? Right. That's how it works. He's been telling people that you're like not very close. Like, oh, that's it? I mean, we're not that close. This is the moment in the episode where we flash back. Pooch and Joseph, they've discussed pretending like they're not very close publicly so that they don't get as big a target on their backs. So Brittany trying to do this with Joseph, it's like, yeah, that's what I want people to think. Why are you acting like he's throwing me under the bus? She then tries to convince him, like, hey, maybe Pooch should go this week. What do you think? And Joseph is like, no, I mean, yeah, maybe he's throwing me under the bus. Maybe we're not that close, but like, I still feel like, you know, I feel like he's not going to come for me. And I feel like he's still like kind of not going to be bad for my game. Whereas Taylor, like, I'm not sure. And she's like, I don't know. I feel like I got Taylor. I feel like she might do what I want. And he's like, yeah, I feel like maybe Pooch would probably be a little more doing what I want than Taylor might do what you want. I just feel like, yeah, probably keep Pooch around is probably what I'm thinking. She's like, okay, all right. Well, just hypothetically, if Pooch were to be voted out, I just want you to know, wasn't me. I was not my doing. All right. Just hypothetically, if it were to happen, it would not be my fault. There's other people in the game that would be the ones that would be doing it. Just hypothetically. Okay. All right. In the meantime, remember this conversation. Because nobody hears what happens in this conversation, but multiple people notice that it's happening. So Monty, in the meantime, after his conversation with Kyle about the call is coming from inside the Alliance, he's going to go to Terrence and Daniel, because Monty and Kyle did discuss trying to get more numbers with the guys. They talked about Daniel. They talked about Terrence. They talked about Michael. Kyle warned Monty, you can't trust Daniel. He'll tell Nicole anything you tell him. Monty didn't really hear that advice. They also discussed Michael. They're not sure where Michael stands, but they do feel like they feel good when they talk to Michael. So they do think that Michael is somebody that they could probably trust as well. But despite the warning, Monty goes ahead and talks to Terrence and Daniel and tries to flip their votes. He tries to tell them that Pooch should stick around because they need the numbers, because he's concerned that the women are working together and that it's a women's first thing, and that they're doing something that's unprecedented. They're trying to make history. It's all women. And they're like, oh yeah, wow. And of course they tell Nicole about it later. And she's not surprised. Michael and Brittany are going to talk a little bit. He tells her that, he thinks they can work with Taylor, long-term if she sticks around. He feels like getting Taylor on board, if they're able to keep her around past this initial sort of stage where a lot of people are looking to target her, she could be valuable, moving forward. Now, remember, I'm pretty sure this was said in the episode that he is looking at Taylor as somebody to bring, long-term to the end of the game. He's looking at Brittany as somebody that he can bring to the end of the game, and he's looking at Indy as somebody that he could bring toward the end of the game. Those are three of the people, which obviously, like, yeah, like, you look at the people who have the least amount of agency in the game. And I also, ideally, people that aren't going to be great at comps. If in your ideal end game, right? People that also you can get along with, maybe that you could have influence over. He's definitely, I think, got his eyes in the right place at the moment. So he's starting to plant those seeds with Brittany, but of course, Brittany is not a very patient player. She kind of goes, she says, oh, seeds? Let's dig to the center of the earth with them, right? That's how it works. Brittany agrees. She says, yes, I think we can work with Taylor. She says that she's realized that she's at the bottom of the girls, and it would be great, if they could do something about that. Michael says, I think we should just continue to encourage this gender war, that if the men are targeting the women and the women are targeting the men, and they're both kind of like coming at each other hard, coming after the core of each group, meaning the women are coming after the Josephs, the Kyles, the Montys, the Turners, and the men are coming after the Nicoles, the Amiras, the Jasmines, whatever, then that leaves Michael, Brittany, and Taylor and all of the people that he thinks maybe we could bring to the end, leaves them alone. We would be pretty great. So for now, think it's probably good to encourage this. So that's kind of where they stand. Daniel and Nicole, they talk a little bit again. Remember that Daniel's telling Nicole about the Monty stuff. But Nicole's really suspicious of what's happening with Brittany. She just overheard Brittany talking about the votes. And she's like, wait, is Brittany trying to flip the vote? Because she's like, I think Brittany might, because Brittany's doing a lot right now. She's running around talking to people. I saw her talking to Joseph. Like, why is she doing this? Is Brittany going to cast a rogue vote? Is she trying to flip the vote? We cannot trust Brittany. And she is not trustworthy. Brittany, after her conversation with Michael, goes to Taylor. Remember, very, very fast. Not in the way that Lidice said before, but in the game sense. They talked about working with Taylor long term, and she was like, long term, great. Now, she goes to Taylor and she says, hey, I think we should work with Michael. She says, the three of us would be great together. Taylor is like, yeah, I agree. I love Michael. I think that would be great. But I am still women first. Women are my priority. 100%. Brittany's like, yeah, about that. Yeah, I mean, totally women first. Absolutely. Except we both know we're at the bottom of the women, right? Like, we're at the bottom. There's a core. They're all closer to each other than with us, you know? Like, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, yeah, totally. I understand. You know, it's just, you know, that's why, like, once we get to like final seven, then we would need to do something. And Brittany's like, right. Yeah. Yeah. Like at the final seven, if we weren't in a position where we were on the outs at the final seven, like say if like some shots were taken earlier than that, that would be great. And Taylor's like, yeah, yeah. Like we can take shots at seven. Brittany's like, yeah, mm-hmm, definitely, definitely. The communication was a little off here, but the seeds have been planted. I would be concerned for Brittany if Amira or any of the other women decide to question Taylor on Brittany. Then I don't know what would happen at this point. Michael and Kyle are going to talk a bit. First, they talk about how Kyle really likes Brittany and he would love to work with Brittany and Michael. And then he also tells Michael that Alyssa told him that the women were trying to throw the HOH to Taylor so that she could take a big shot at the guys. And that he thinks the women are all going to be women first and that they're kind of on the outs of the alliance, the pose pack. And remember, Kyle and Michael, they've had a great relationship so far. And they, Kyle's trying to like feel Michael out on where he might stand with this. He is again going to try to maybe float the idea that they keep Pooch. It's again going to be shot down by both Michael and then Brittany when she joins. But when Brittany joins, they kind of talk about working together as a bit of a trio, perhaps. Brittany says nobody would see us working together. We're not in the inner circle. And there's something that can be done here. They talk a little bit about Turner. They're not sure where he stands. They talk about other targets, other things. Michael is not like super contributing to this conversation. I think this is a valuable position for Michael, but you can tell based on sort of the amount of information that he's giving in this conversation and the way that he is operating in the game, that he is a little bit reluctant to really super solidify things at this time with, I think, especially with Brittany involved. But yeah, they call themselves the outsiders. And there is sort of like something that could happen here, especially depending on what happens with this next HOH. I think the seeds are there. And It's a lot of planting of seeds yesterday. And so this is developing and it's very good for all of their games because right now what's happening in the house is that nobody can keep a secret. I think a lot of the players in this game are learning the value of a secret alliance. I think that Monty knew the value of a secret alliance, but despite that, decided to unsecret it by either pushing for Nicole to join or allowing for Nicole to join. And when the alliances are out in the open, what happens is other alliances form because people see that there's an alliance. And people shift and they move and they're like, oh, the women are like, oh, well, we're at the bottom of this. And then, you know, the other people are like, oh, we're at the bottom of this. And then things change. But if it's a secret, then you've tricked everybody else into thinking that they're already in a good position while their game slowly disappears in front of their eyes. And so this could be valuable just because it's kind of a secret. Kyle proposes that they pull Taylor in. He thinks that the three of them could work well with Taylor. Michael says, I agree, but we have to be really careful with Taylor because she's still in a position where people may be putting her on the block. And if she's in trouble, if she's in a position where she's being put on the block, then she might decide she needs to rat us out in order to get out of trouble, right? So we have to be careful with Taylor. We shouldn't approach her yet. But maybe like after the next HOH, something like that, we could maybe see something work. And I think this is I think this is solid for Michael. I think that trying to approach Taylor right now is not the right call. She is currently at the mercy of the women and their votes. She's very beholden to them, as we saw in the conversation between Taylor and Brittany. And he's also correct in the sense that if Taylor goes up on the block again, like, yeah, somebody in that position is going to potentially do whatever they can to get out of it. And if they're not able to protect her, then she might just throw them under the bus in order to protect herself. So he wants to be a little cautious on that end. And again, I also think that he's just a little bit worried about solidifying things with these people in particular. He's playing a tricky game. He's trying to manage a lot of sides at once right now. He's in good with pretty much everyone. And it's a tricky situation to manage. But the good part is that, Taylor already feels like she's working with Michael, which is why he doesn't need her to be included in this alliance. It's Kyle that needs her to be included in this alliance. And now Brittany and Kyle kind of feel like, yeah, we're now the outsiders. We're definitely, we've got an in with Michael that is kind of special extra, right? Something to keep an eye on because, this is one of the more secret things. There is also still the proposed alliance of Jasmine, Alyssa, Amira, Nicole, and Daniel. That is another alliance that could end up, becoming a power in the game because it is, it's one that hasn't been exposed to anyone so far. But the problem is that it includes Alyssa, who may not be into it. And also it hasn't really solidified and it hasn't really locked in place yet. It would probably need for one of those people to win HOH next week for it to really lock in. So say like Daniel or Nicole or maybe even Amira won HOH. Yeah, maybe then that alliance would lock into place a little bit better. But we'll see. In my eyes, it's like week one was Mamba / Pose Pack kind of on the verge of like controlling the game. And then Paloma leaves Pose Pack rudderless. They invite Nicole, who then wants to destroy Pose Pack from the inside, which she's been doing. And without Pose Pack, the house is left directionless. The current sort of image of the house is that there's a gender war on the rise. But in reality, I think there are some competing secret groups and relationships like this potential outsider group, like the Jasmine, Amira, Daniel, Alyssa, Nicole group, and whatever else, you know, Michael might have up his sleeve that are kind of competing to see which secret group is going to kind of take a little bit of the reins of this game and start moving forward with it. So a lot of different moving pieces. Strategically, it's a pretty interesting house, even though there's not a ton of great gameplay happening. They are certainly playing. So That's the Outsiders.
Hey, it's another big week on RHAP. The Challenge All-Stars 4 just kicked off. Allie and Brian are back and on video for the first time ever. Check out their full coverage of Challenge All-Stars 4. And I thought it was the best episode of Survivor of the season. Episode several. Don't miss all of our podcasts. And can I brag about our patrons on our feedback show? Every week, I talk to the patrons on Friday afternoon. We've had such great strategic, interesting conversations. If you haven't listened in yet, check it out. robisawebsite.com/patron right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Amira is going to talk with Jasmine. And guess what? Amira also caught Brittany talking to Joseph and also was super sketched out by it because she also caught Brittany going into a room with Michael and Kyle. And she was very sketched out about that as well. She doesn't trust Brittany at all. And Jasmine's like, man, I hope she's not just going to people and telling them everything we're talking about. And Amira was like, I wouldn't be surprised. I still don't know why she decided to randomly throw me under the bus to Pooch. So they talk about targeting Brittany, maybe not wanting her injury, and how much they don't trust her. So Amira actually goes to Joseph and they're talking about Taylor when she brings up Brittany. And she's like, yeah, that Brittany can't really trust a word she says, right? And Joseph is like, yeah, you know, I know what you mean. Cause like, I don't really spend enough time with her to know if I can trust what she tells me. So it's like weird when she comes up to me, but you know, jury's still out. Like, who knows? And she's like, yeah, I just wouldn't trust anything she said personally. So yeah, that's about where we are. That's kind of what's happening here in the house. There's again, a lot going on. Now, if you haven't heard already, the Thursday live eviction is no longer going to be aired on Thursday. It's going to be aired on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. We will see the eviction. I believe we have reason to suspect perhaps that the eviction will still be taped on Thursday, like live to tape sort of situation. But that it will then be aired on Friday, pushed because of the hearings that are taking place on Thursday night. So that probably means that the feeds will be down. If that's the case, if it's being taped on Thursday, the feeds will probably go down on Thursday, probably won't come back up until at least after the episode on Friday. So worth noting that. That's kind of what we've got. Any questions from the chat before we wrap this up here? What have we got? Like I said, it's an interesting week. Of course, the round table is going to be taking place tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Lots to talk about in terms of like the house structure and where things stand strategically, rating the players. It should be very interesting. Make sure you find the Stockwatch survey. You can rate the players yourself over on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. If you want to, it should be up shortly after this podcast ends, over on Twitter. When are they getting wine again? Who knows? The Stockwatch will still close Thursday at 9 PM. Even though the episode will not air, the Stockwatch will still close then, because again, it might be taped at that point. Maybe spoilers will come out, whatever the fact may be. Same time. It will always be the same time this season. So regular closing time for the Stockwatch. We'll get into that tonight in the podcast as well. Best player so far? Well, that's a Stockwatch question. We can't be spoiling the ratings. Do I see Daniel putting Taylor up? Possibly as a pawn. Yeah, I could definitely see that. Again, a lot of people still feel like Taylor is a good pawn. She's been up twice now. She's taking it well, you know. Is Joseph going to cry when Pooch leaves? Maybe. Let's see. Do I think Kyle is more loyal to Michael or Monty? I think he's more loyal to Michael. They actually talked about Monty when he was talking to Michael. And he, I think, divulged a little bit more information to Michael. I think he would prefer to work with Michael overall. I think he feels like Monty may be a bit of a sinking ship, which is probably the case. But obviously, Monty is still very valuable to him. And I think he's working closely with Monty as well. But I think he feels like his relationship with Michael is stronger than what he lets on to Monty. Which may or may not be true. I think Michael does see value in Kyle. I think that Kyle brings a lot of value to Michael for sure. But obviously not in like a long-term situation, kind of like a Josh Kevin situation, maybe. Let's see, is Taylor still intending on throwing the HOH? She hasn't really talked about it any, lately. So who knows? She may not. How will the boys turn this around? Really, they just need an HOH. And that's the thing. Like, if Monty were to win the HOH and target Nicole and Amira, the whole house breaks up in a new way. Indy probably comes over. They can, you know, probably pull, like, maybe even Alyssa comes over if they play it right. Because everything really starts to shake. Brittany's obviously never really with them that much. Michael needs to kind of run to power, figure out what he's going to do and pick up his pieces. So the whole game could shift with the right HOH next week for the men. Anybody targeting Joseph? Yeah, he's still definitely a target for a lot of the women in the house at the moment. Do we think we could get the first successful all women's alliance? It's possible. For sure. They have numbers right now. They have power right now. They just need to keep it up. They've just been a little too obvious about it is the problem right now. People are seeing it and they're trying to plan counter strategies. What if they replace Alyssa in the Secret Alliance with Taylor? I don't think they will do that. I don't think they like Taylor enough at the moment. Do I think Taylor can make jury? Absolutely. They're all talking about putting Taylor up as a pawn, and that's always dangerous. They are still talking about taking Taylor out, but there's a lot of talk of like, well, we'll save Taylor for the week after. We'll do Taylor after this person, and then after this person. And, it could mean that she ends up sliding along until she can find some footing. Or it could be like an Audrey situation where it was like, it seemed like maybe she'll get away with it. Maybe she'll just be saved until later and then eventually it's like, no, it's gotta be now. So we will see. Do I think Brittany would take a shot at the girls? If she were to win HOH, I don't know that she would take a direct shot right now. But I think she would consider it. Shaking me up to be the Survivor Gabon of Big Brother. Do I think Jasmine should be removed due to her injury? No. I think if you don't have to remove someone, you probably shouldn't. That's my opinion. Even the Christmas situation. Like, I know people are frustrated with it, but I think you should still keep people around if possible. Although that situation was definitely a little bit iffy with the outside surgery and whatnot and like medication and all that. But whatever. I do think feeds might be done until after the Friday show. Does this season have a chance to be a great season after week one? I mean, look, Big Brother 21 definitely like had periods that were very exciting strategically. But there was just a lot of other stuff surrounding it that was not great. I think this season is probably in a better place than that so far. I think that, you know, week one was pretty rough, but week two has been a lot better so far. And things are interesting right now. So, we'll see. We'll see. Who winning HOH will make for the most exciting week? It's impossible to know because of the twist. I just don't know how the twist will impact things. If you have to nominate pairs or duos, then it could really change things in a way that we can't predict. Any thoughts on how the bestie twist will work? We've kind of discussed that. It's just, again, it's like, I assume they're just going to be in duos and you probably nominate the duos. That's just kind of my assumption. Is Taylor's flirting with Daniel strategic? I do not think so. She's talked to the cameras about it. Remember the fist pump was purely to the cameras. You know, my assumption here is that it's genuine. She seemed genuinely embarrassed, the morning after. And, you know, is people like who they like. Likelihood of a blindside, I think, is pretty low at this point. There's probably going to be some discussion, some warning to at least Turner and Joseph, who will probably tell Pooch. So it will be like a late game warning, not quite a blindside at the eviction itself, is probably what's going to happen here. Do I think production gave anyone a heads up about the mistreatment of Taylor? No, I don't. No chance of a flip right now? No. Pooch is going home. If the girls and guys alliances break up, how do I see people splintering? Like I said, I think it might be in the direction of these two secret alliances that are starting to maybe form a little bit. But of course, Michael, I think, will be poised to go in whichever direction he sees fit. Okay. I think that's what we've got here for the questions. Thank you all so much for hanging out with me here today on the solo update. Some interesting stuff, some interesting developments. We will see what happens here today. There's still a full day today and tomorrow before the potentially Thursday eviction. If the eviction is actually Friday, then that would be even more time to just kind of like rev the engines, I guess. But for now, that's where we stand. Of course, again, check out the roundtable tonight. Lots to talk about. Should be very fun. Should be very interesting. So tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can also find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching episodes live with all of you, making predictions, having fun, and fill out the survey. I'll get it out here over on Twitter as soon as I can after this podcast ends, over at Armstrong Taryn on Twitter. Thank you again so much for joining me here today, and I will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.